This is Kurosai 87, aka Kuro here, and this is my shout out to Jab. Can't believe it's 1 year here of your passing. I wasn't registered on JP Hip yet, but the news of your passing really spread quickly, and you know, we all kind of put ourselves into it and just realized, you know, life is short. You don't know when you're gonna, what the next thing you gotta do, but you always gotta stay positive. And the one thing is, you gotta keep your head up. And I don't know, you know, in his last breath, he's just saying, you know, even though I'm gonna leave, I'm leaving the legacy. I'm leaving to what people know me about. So, sort of a hard thing to believe. It's been 1 year. Hopefully we do see you, and I have something to read. as I try to think about that, you know, and one thing is this, every step I take, every move I make, every single day, every time I pray, I'll be missing you, you know, and I think everybody in JP Hibbett misses you, man. And I hope, you know, ever since your 1 year, I hope you and your, I hope your family will remember, as that it was a half, that you lived a happy life, man. It's not anything that should be saddened about. So, here's my request.
Yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Missing. taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
Yo, 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 what's up, man? This is Daigong coming in at you live, midnight, 8 p.m. Hawaiian time. We are here to pay tribute to our brother, Kuro, a.k.a. Kurosawa 87, a.k.a. Kuro 808, a.k.a. Matthew L. He was a fanfic lover, a poet, a post-horror fanboy, and just the most prolific participator and contributor to JPIP that I have ever seen. You know, from when he started out in 2010, just mad post-horroring to just being part of the forum in every which way. So tonight we are going to celebrate the life and memory of Kurosawa, 87, Kuro. And what you heard earlier was a taste. I mean, he was barely part of the forum, but he just laid out this rendition, these just heart-jerking, tear-jerking words for one of our other late members, Jabronisaur. And this is what this fun-loving community of JP Hip is all about, that we come together and, you know, we're tight-knit and we have fun, but, you know, we have our ups and we have our downs, and whatever may be that we come together for one another in every which way. So, like, we're missing you, Curl, and your memory will continue to carry on. Coming up next, just an example of, you know, he would just, like, participate in everything. Like, I would just, we would have contests, and he'd be, like, sometimes the only participator, and he'd win all the prizes and stuff. But that was cool. Like, we're just here just to have fun. And we made this JKM Joshi, my Japanese is terrible, but Joshi Kuro blah, blah, Morning Musume remix, JKM. And he did a lyric, he had a verse. And my boy Def Monkey down under did the quick emceeing for him. So these are the words by Kuro, or these are words dedicated for Kuro and Def Monkey on the ones and twos. So check it out. It's a little upbeat block of all the music that Kuro did love. So check it out.
Kurosawa 87, hot. Measuring at 5'4", he knows how to get down on the floor. Just slips past opponents in basketball. If you ain't digging them hello project girls, you better leg it, cause you're on his list. Now take the field, Captain.
So, to be honest, one of the first things I always thought of with Kuro, or Matthew, was just how prolific of a poster he was. When he first joined, I just saw him as another hyped-up, short-term fanboy. You know, the type who starts off posting all gung-ho for a few days or a few weeks, then just falls by the wayside, only posts once in a while, if at all, once they get full access to the forum. But as time went on, he just kept on going and going like a little Hawaiian Energizer bunny. More importantly, he wasn't just posting for the sake of raising his post count. He was contributing news and content, and above all else, he was making genuine connections with everyone, myself included. Over time, through forum posts, PMs, and chatting in IRC, or as I was using at the time, the Trillion app, I would say mine and Matthew's relationship developed into an, I don't know, quote, office/workplace buddies type of thing. You know the type. You might not necessarily be neighbors or see one another or hang out outside of work, but at work, you'd be meeting up at the water cooler or just sharing a coffee break together to shoot the shit about anything and everything. There was this vibe about him that made it so comfortable to just talk to him about anything, from what he or I were gonna have for lunch, Power Rangers, tokusatsu shows that we watched, our own little private side discussions about the latest morning musume, AKB girls, J-pop idol news, stuff that was just going on at our respective jobs, our families, where we were back from back home in the Philippines, and just whatever other miscellaneous crap would pop into our heads. Outside of our immediate family circle, we were an ear for each other, or at least I know he was for me, whenever we just needed to ramble on about whatever. Like I said in another post on the forum, Matthew and I only got to meet in person once, when a bunch of us went to New York for a morning musume event. We didn't get to spend as much time hanging as I would have liked, and obviously looking back, I wish I had made more of an effort to do so. I wish I had tried harder to find him in the crowd so that we could watch the concert together, even though he kept telling me that it was no problem. I wish I had thanked him face to face for helping me with buying that tablet that was on sale but that wouldn't ship to Canada. I wish I had made more of an effort to actively keep in touch with him after he had first gotten diagnosed. Instead, I just told myself that I wouldn't push things, that I just let him handle things however he wanted to, because that's what he said he wanted. Instead, I just told him, you do what you need to do, bro. Whenever you need to talk, you can message me and I'll be there. I'm sorry, Matthew. I'm sorry I didn't try harder. I'm sorry I was too scared to reach out more because I didn't want to see or hear you in a weakened state as you went through your chemo. I hope that you know you were always in my thoughts and prayers, and I hope that you're enjoying a fuck ton of Kalua Pig and Lokomoko there in paradise. Mahalo, my friend. Much love always. JFC.
Is just a taste of some of the idol love. Bit Mori Musumi with the fifth generation, right? The Kono and Makoto graduation concert, and a bit of AKB48. Just some of the classics. That one track, Tanohira Gakatoro Koto, is one of the dedicated to the 2011 earthquake and just the, you know, AKB coming together and stuff. And just seeing those idol pouring of emotions is just what we're feeling right now with my man JFC up in Peg Sheedy, and just kind of reflecting of what we've all been feeling is that, you know, through Kuro's bravery against cancer and him announcing that in August 2019 that he was diagnosed with colon cancer and kept us informed, and he kept the strong fight that, you know, his positivity and that he'd fight through. But just seeing him as each post carried on, that the pain and, you know, just we just in our hearts we hoped he'd pull through and, you know, he would draw on our community. And it was just so difficult to watch, and like I would send him like Eddie Olchuk or like guys who defeated cancer and just kept on fighting through it and through the pain. And you know, in our hearts, we'd hope he'd pull through, but sadly, with Brother Sabiro letting us know 2 weeks ago that on May 8th, 2021, that we had lost Kuro. And it just still hasn't really settled in, because when you leave your legacy on a place like JP Hip, you know, and social media abroad, like, you have no idea that his outreach to everyone, and just, you know, it's those simple posts, simple things, but it's just like when you meet him in real life or see him on his live streams or listen to his radio shows, that he was just such a ball of energy. And as JFC alluded, we all did get to meet up with him in New York City for the Mori Musumi concert in 2014. And he had lost a lot of weight. He was a big guy, you know, and makes me kind of think, like, did he lose weight or was he suffering from any other kind of diseases or ailments? But, you know, but he was a kind of a just popped out of nowhere kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we saw him, he was like really this 5'4", as Def Monkey mentioned, he's a little 5'4" guy, just a ball of energy, popped out of nowhere wearing his angry JP Hip swag and stuff. And he was just like, you know, just wall to wall talking nonstop and stuff, right? Like, and we tried to meet up with him or try to hang out, but he was here, there, and everywhere. So the fact that we did get together and snap a few photos and stuff, it's just like, you know, these times are just the memories that we share forever. And life is short, and to have the memories that we had in JP Hip and continue to have throughout the times, these so-called unprecedented times, but you know, we will persevere and keep on the memory of Kurosawa 87, Kuro 808, Matthew, that you'll never be forgotten, brother. So, you know, just, he had lots of good random posts, random laughs, and, you know, he was a big fan of Gabriel Iglesias. And, you know, once you get a good pick-me-up, you know, you got to turn to laughter, and that's what Kuro brought us. You know, I can't wait to just lay out all these radio shows. It's just fucking amazing. But he was a big Gabriel Iglesias fan, and he was like the only guy to post Horn in his own thread. And he got to meet him too. It was pretty cool. And he you know, throwing up the JPF sign too. So here's a taste of some laughs and some Hawaiian flavor. Coming right at you on the Kuro Tribute Show.
One night, I got 11 cakes. 11. And I took them home because I was local. And that's a fight no one has ever had at 3 o'clock in the morning. No one. Because you don't just walk into the house with 11 cakes. You make some noise, you know, freaking... And I walk in with the last 2 cakes and my girlfriend's in the kitchen. What the hell is this? I'm trying to be cute. It's a bakery. Where did you get this cake? The people at the show brought it, baby. Are you going to eat all of it? Well, eventually. I'm not going to do it in one hit, you know, freaking 2 days later. Clear. How do you know someone isn't trying to poison you? I'm like, with cake? Are you serious? What is it like? You live by the cake, you die by the cake, you know? No. So we're going back and forth arguing at 3 o'clock in the morning. We wake up our kid. And here he comes into the kitchen. What's going on? You guys are making. Where did the cake come from? The people at the show brought it. Tell them I said thank you. I tell them you said thank you. How come they give you cake? Because 10 years ago, I did a joke where I said I love chocolate cake, and now people give me cake. You should say you love Transformers. I'll start doing it. So we're going back and forth. My girl's like, put him to bed. I go, you got to go to sleep, Frankie. And he's like, you want some cake? Yeah. So I grabbed one of the 11 cakes that someone brought. It was like a little one, little Walmart one with the plastic cover and the sticker and the seal. So I knew it was cool. So it was a little cake, and I handed it to him. I go, here. He goes, a piece? I go, no, dude, it's a little cake. You could have the whole thing. And the look that came over his face was like he got a gift from God. I said, here. And he's like, oh, he take it to your room. No man el padre. Next morning, I go to take him to school. He's in the bathroom crying, right? Reagan. You okay?
My stomach.
Too much cake?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Hell yeah.
I meet you in the car. 15 minutes later, he comes out to the car. He's all sweaty. And get in the car. And 45 minutes late to school. Usually when I drop him off, it's like on the side of the school, 10 minutes early or right on the dot. It's nice. They set up cones. There's a supervisor to make sure your kid gets out of the car okay. But when you're late, there's nobody there. So I figured, why leave him on the side of the school? I'll just drop him off in front. You're not supposed to do that. I didn't know, and I didn't really care. We're late. Go. Gabriel, I'm not so... Just go. So he cracks the door, and from out of nowhere, here comes the principal. And I know that's who it is, because he's losing it. It's the principal. It's the principal. It's the principal. I'm like, dude, relax. I'm 32. I don't give a damn. Here comes the principal.
Sir, sir, this is not the designated drop-off area. Please take your child to the other side of the school. You cannot leave him here.
I was like, watch this.
Señora, no sé lo que está diciendo. Está dejando a mi hijo aquí. Aquí va a la escuela. Su mamá no se levantó. Yo no sé.
That's how you do it, homeboy. That's how you do it. That principal was amazing because she was like,
usted no puede dejar su hijo aquí. Saca la vuelta a la otro lado de la escuela. Allá, sí, sí, aquí, no, no. Allá, sí, sí, aquí, no, no. Yo no soy pendeja.
I
I get a phone call from my agent, and he's like, Gabe, check it out. CHP, California Highway Patrol, wants to hire you to do a show. I go, really? What does it pay? They want you to donate your time. I think I'm busy. They told me to let you know you have a warrant in the city of Fresno, California. I'm like, oh, they're good. So I did the show, and I'm going to tell you guys right now. It was one of the scariest shows I ever did. A room full of nothing but cops. Everybody's drinking a lot. And I'm scared because if they get ghetto, who do I call? You know, I got to go out in the parking lot and find some gang member. Hey, back me up. So the show went good. It went so good that they asked me to do another show in California, in San Diego, for the California Highway Patrol Border Division. And I tried to make up an excuse that my car wasn't working right. They said, no worries, we understand. They sent a patrol car to my house with a freaking uniformed officer. And I was like, oh my God. Best part was I didn't tell my family he was coming. Oh yeah, sometimes you have to create your own entertainment. It was hysterical. 5 o'clock rolled around. I'm like, he should be here any minute. Sure enough. Frankie, can you get the door, please? Okay, Gabriel. So he goes to the door, comes back, and he's got like, you know, he's like, Gabriel, the police are here. Why are you whispering?
Because something's going to happen.
When he said that, I'm like, oh, I got to freaking let him have it now, right? I said, oh my God, Frankie, they found me.
What do you mean, Gabriel?
I gotta go, Frankie. I gotta go take care of your mom for me, okay? I love you. No! I gotta go, Frankie. And I saw the officer. I said, pretend you're arresting me. I want to freak out my kid. No problem. Turn around and put your hands behind your back. I can't reach. Just hold my hand. Walk me to the car. Just walk me to the car. Come on, just walk me to the car. He doesn't know the difference, dude. Just walk me to the freaking car. Come on. I get to the cop car. He throws me in the back seat, right, and slams the door. And I ask him, is it okay if I yell out the window to freak out my kid?
You want
to
use the microphone?
Yeah! Freaking. Here you go, sir. And he hands me the microphone, and I said,
Frankie, this is the police. We have your father. We're coming back for you in 1 hour. Do your homework.
1 minute later, my girlfriend calls me.
You're an ass!
What's he doing?
He's doing his homework.
That's called parenting, baby.
In this land I found the way to feel the beauty of passing day. Rainbows, jewels of a misty crown, craters covered with a silken gown. Stars that always shone so bright, scattered throughout the lovely night, where true love befell my soul. True love that came upon a grassy knoll.
Where you find me, oh, somewhere.
Flavor of Hawaii, a little cliche, Kuro, but hey man, some much love, my brother, as we wind down this show. I want to be more less of me and more Kuro, so coming up next is over 40 episodes, 42, 43 to be exact, of his radio show that he did in 2010, 2011. The HP Music Blocks with his boy A-Dog. And Curl's Hawaii Show, which the HP Music Blocks is basically, as it is, just like wall-to-wall Hella Project music. But as he evolved and grew as a man, Curl's Hawaii Show, just it brought like hip-hop, you know, AKB, Hawaiian flavor, of course, and all that good stuff. And it's some good listening. It was late night on Hawaiian time, but he'd just be talking in his mic and just some of the greatest babble fest that you'd ever did see. And you know, that was, you know, a hallmark of all our JPF radio shows, that you know, we did whatever the fuck we wanted, and that really spoke to Kuro as a T, because he was across the spectrum. He dipped and dabbled in almost everything, but he was a fanfic guy at heart. He was a poet. You can check out Curl's poems in the fanfic section. In like late 2017, October, he joined the crack staff and, you know, just took on over and, you know, did a bang up job, because he was always active on the forum, you know, taking down bots, introducing and welcoming new people and stuff like that. So, you know, it was the easy transition, and he was just, you know, like JFC said, he never frayed away. Like, he always there in social media and IRC and, you know, all over the post-horning thread. And, you know, what I did enjoy from looking from afar was, you know, the interactions with T-Duck and Sabiro just random tweets and sports infos. Like, him and Sab would talk about the sumo and Japanese sports and stuff like that. And as T-Duck mentioned, the Buccaneers, his Buccaneers won the Super Bowl this year. But, you know, we'd always be in the fantasy football draft party and stuff. So, you know, big shout-outs to the Sev and Rokun and Ping and all the guys that hung out in that little the fantasy draft. But, you know, it's just without question that this is not a huge loss for JB Hip. And you know, it just blows my mind that the bravery that he had to endure to go through the chemo and continue posting and giving us updates. And just, you know, he left his Twitter handle as Curl Battling, and he was always Battler. And, you know, as the great Coach Valvano said, you know, never give up. Don't you ever give up. And JP Hip, we will stand behind Curl. And, you know, everyone has been affected by cancer. And the big fucking, in some way or form, you know, we've had family members or people who know people who have had cancer. And I want to say that from here on out, we will remember Curl every May 8th. Pour a little liquor for our homie. And, you know, raise cancer awareness among to spread the awareness. And Curl, you'll be forever missed. And, you know, just, we will continue to light the flame and never let anybody or anyone, old, new, young, old, near and far, they'll always remember you, Curl. So go to jphip.com. We'll have a tribute page and collect all his photos and links to his memories and stuff. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoy the next few days on this Memorial Day long weekend. You know, the some of the greatest radio shows that you'll have, will see. And I'm really thankful to Curl's family, Chris, Defer, L, and for sharing him with us. Curl's family, his late father, mother, and just, our hearts are with you in these times that the pain that never goes away. It's just, you have to hold on and just keep the memories flowing, and you know, take the time to reach out to people. And you know what this pandemic has taught us, that the relationships do matter. And you know, like JFC said, you know, I wish I did reach out to him. And Curl, like, you know, I wish I reached out more. But, you know, hopefully he'll know that where my heart lies, and that I will always, always think of him, love him. Like I told him so, like on his 16th anniversary, I told him, that was probably one last time to tweet at him, that, you know, JPF anniversary, I said, love you, bro. So, Curl, wherever you are, brother, like, we're going to carry on, and we want to dedicate these last couple songs to you. I want to thank you for buying our shirts, brother. I think you're one of the only ones who bought this Say Yes to Crack shirt. And I know you love Con Con, so here we go. A couple tracks. And following that is Wall to Wall Curl Radio. So I want to thank everyone for listening. We're putting up the pod in a second. This is Daigong. May 30th, 2021, coming at you live in effect. JPHip.com, we love you, Curl, my man. Enjoy. Peace. ひだまり
閉じて深呼吸した。過ぎ去った月日が浮かんでは消えてく。光と影、何をやりきったのか、それともやり残したか。
Thank you.
¡Gracias!